You're listening to SBS News.
It's a highly sophisticated piece of technology that has been installed by descendants of one of the world's oldest living cultures. And Aranda man Peter Renahan is head of the first Aboriginal organisation, the Centre for Appropriate Technology, to own and manage a commercial earth ground station.
Often remote Australia and outback Australia is overlooked as contributors. This project shows that we can do some really complex projects based out of the bush.
This milestone wasn't without challenges following government funding cuts.
We really had to think about how we can sustain ourselves into the future. And because we had significant land assets, that was one way.
The business, which owns the land 10 kilometres south of Alice Springs, went looking for an organisation that could use the space. Soon enough, they found one, and the ground station evolved with the help of a global partner, Viasat. The facility was funded by Indigenous Business Australia and has now become part of a global network, tracking low-orbit satellites and feeding back the data in real time. It will be able to track fast-moving events like bushfires, oil spills, floods and tsunamis. 2 years in the making, the project brought job opportunities to the local community, says Indigenous Business Australia's chairman Eddie Fry.
The actual infrastructure itself was all built by Indigenous organisations and Indigenous people.
And as Peter Renahan takes over maintenance of the facility, it's hoped local jobs will continue to flow. Eddie Fry hopes the facility will inspire locals to pursue a career in science.
Imagine in 10 years' time if we were able to develop a scientist out of there as a result of this whole platform, and they come from an Indigenous background.
And while Australian scientists work towards increasing opportunities within the industry, Dr. Sarah Pierce, director of the CSIRO's Space and Research Program, believes this facility is a step in the right direction.
It's an area as well where Australia can really contribute to the kind of global space community.
For Peter Renahan, however, he believes Alice Springs is the ideal location for a facility like this.
We have 250 days of sunlight in central Australia. We're uniquely placed in the middle of Australia.
Brooke Fryer, SBS News.